God bless you all. And thank you, Lavinie Barney, for the opportunity to share that work. I'm so, so thankful. I'm so excited. Well, who's not going to be excited to share that word, right? Well, tonight I would like to share on something we have been doing all along, and that is fellowshipping. Well, the fellowship is reunión, and yes, it sounds like the English word, reunión. And the definition of reunion is the act of uniting again and again. Also, gathering of friends and family at regular intervals. And what fun we're having doing this, like our sweet fellowship over our phones and computers, right? Praise God. Praise God. Nothing can separate us from God. Oh, no. Well, now, some loving acts of fellowshipping, they are our union with one another and with our Abba Father, like spending time with a father, ministering to a brother or sister, learning more about our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. What about learning about who we are, what we have, and what we can do, like Barney shared yesterday? Also, helping someone by healing whatever the need is. What about building someone up with the love of God? And by having fellowship with someone, how can we forget about getting someone born again? Oh, no. Well, now let's go to the word. Let's go to the word and see this word, fellowship. Because that's what we do. So let's go to Acts 2:42, please. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayer. And what were they fellowshipping about? Yeah, the Word of God. Plus, they were eating together and praying together. It's exactly what we do when we fellowship today. Yay! Now, who better to invite us to fellowship with Jesus Christ than God, our Abba Father himself? Let's look at 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. And it says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Let me read it again. God is faithful, faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Huh. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 8, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4. Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Remember how I mentioned earlier some of the loving acts of fellowshipping, such as ministering to the saints? Paul, and that's what we find in this verse. Now, let's go to Philippians 1, please. Chapter 1, starting in verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Wow. I can't add anything. I mean, it's awesome. Being confident. Wow. Okay. Well, now, I would like to, well, to close my sharing, I would like to read these two verses that tied it all together. Let's go to 1 John, please. 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. That's great. We're going to stay in this chapter, in this book, 1 John, just chapter 2, please. Verse 25. And I'm going to read from the NLT. And it says, and in this fellowship we enjoy the eternal life he promised us. So God has promised us an eternal life of fellowshipping with him and his family. Oh my God. So we have something super, super special to look forward to. Then and now. You know, we need to enjoy life and enjoy our fellowship. Thank God we can get together in the phone and have fellowship. So let's just enjoy life and just remember this verse that we have, that God has promised us an eternal life of fellowshipping with him and his family. Then and now. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
All right. Shaki, have a word of prayer, please.
God, thank you so much for your beautiful, beautiful, for your beautiful word, God. Thank you so much because for your love, for everything, God, that you're doing for us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for talking with us, God. And thank you for this beautiful life that we can enjoy with you, only with you, God. Doesn't matter what happened in this world. We are your child, your kids. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.